Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is the Tuesday, July 7th edition. Dates are already starting to circulate for the autumn presentation of the iPhone 18 Pro. According to Bloomberg, Apple could hold its next big event on Tuesday, September 8th, but Forbes suggests Wednesday, September 9th. As always, Apple has confirmed nothing, but if the usual schedule holds, pre-orders would follow quickly and the release could take place on Friday, September 18th. Sony is revisiting its transition to all digital, even though production of new PlayStation discs is set to cease in January 2028. Games already released or planned for physical release before that date will not be affected. Sony confirms, however, that new store releases will rely more on digital codes. The company justifies this shift by the growing preference of players for downloading. Google Maps could soon go beyond simple route recommendations. According to Android Authority, code spotted in an Android version of the app suggests that Google is testing a feature capable of ordering food for the user. The feature would allow ordering during the trip so that the meal is ready upon arrival. Google Play is launching its African Independent Games Fund, worth $1 million. The fund will support 10 independent studios in 32 sub-Saharan African countries. Each studio will be eligible to receive between $50,000 and $200,000 with no equity taken. Google will also offer mentorship, technical support, and visibility advice on Google Play. The African video game market, DBB, generated $2.29 billion last year. Starting this Friday, the Chinese giant Alibaba will ban its employees from using Claude codes, per Kaishang di Avishwazi, the programming tool from Anthropic. The Chinese company is also seeking to close loopholes that allow Chinese users to access Claude. A controversy arose after the discovery of an experimental mechanism that could identify certain Chinese users. For its part, Anthropic claims the experiment was aimed at fighting unauthorized resellers and model distillation. See you tomorrow.
Orchestrated by Productivia.